Welcome to the KBB Unstoppable Business Owner Podcast. This podcast is dedicated to helping KBB business owners become unstoppable by becoming exit ready with higher profits and more time to work on their business rather than just in it. Let me introduce you to your host, Kevin D. Bannister.
Today's episode is all around inflation and the actual impact this is having on you and your business. As you will be aware, inflation rocketed all the way up to 11.1% in October 2022, but it was confirmed as of yesterday coming down to 3.2%. Now, the problem with inflation is that as inflation becomes high, it essentially affects the way that consumers buy. This, of course, has that knock-on effect also to businesses that sell to other businesses in the same way. It can just take a little bit longer to get there. So inflation being high ultimately causes confidence in a buyer to drop. Generally, the buyer goes into a sort of holding pattern, as they've all heard the horror stories from the past, and everybody comes a little bit worried about what's happening. Now, generally, having high inflation ultimately forces the Bank of England to do something about it. And ultimately, their aim is to reduce inflation to a target set by the government, which currently is 2%. So we can certainly say they failed in doing this, but it doesn't stop them from trying, though. So their main weapon against fighting inflation is to use the power over the official bank interest rate. So around January 2022, they started increasing this rate slowly each month from an all-time low of 0.1% to the current rate, which is currently 5.25%. Now, to put interest rates into perspective, the last time the rate was actually over 2% was in November 2008. Yes, 2008. So it was a long time ago since it had been over this 2%. So the stupid nature of this means that we can't ever really win. As inflation goes up, the Bank of England need to raise interest rates to essentially stop consumers spending so much money. Then the rates get high and the economy slows. So what is actually important to you as a business owner? Ultimately, what you need to be looking at is the behavior that the consumer has. So the behavior of the consumer is the most important element as a business owner. So as I've said, with inflation and interest rates being high, consumers become less likely to spend money. They become fearful of prices increasing and getting caught out. The interest rates in 2022 affected the spending of more than, I would say, the normal group of people that would be affected. Personally, I think this was mainly due to the speed in which the rates went up. So I spoke with a number of people at this sort of time, and generally most people were very worried about their mortgage interest rates. Now, I have to make it clear, I am not a mortgage advisor and I'm not qualified to even give advice in this respect, as it is a regulated topic. So if you are looking for advice when it comes to mortgages, please use a professional. The majority of people, though, they were worried about their mortgage rate. And I would sort of ask them the simple questions: when are you looking to renew your mortgage? When's it all kind of coming that you need to renew it? And the interesting thing was that most of these people were fixed for the next sort of 4 or 5 years. So it got people that were even not even directly impacted as much thinking about what's going on with everything, and then ultimately getting caught out, not wanting to get caught out, I suppose is the way to put it. Now, inflation is coming down. It's been coming down for the last 18 months or so, obviously rather slowly. So costs are still going up. They're just going up at a slower rate. So with the rates coming down, though, we should be starting to see consumers being more comfortable spending money, as they have more confidence within the economy at the moment. So if you have a pipeline full of leads, you should be looking to get in touch with these, as these people may have not been ready before, but they may be ready now. Because as the news cycles change and everything like that, people become more comfortable. The general people I speak to, I am starting to see that deals that were kind of in a bit of a holding pattern are dropping a lot quicker now. So it'd be really interesting to hear from you guys on that. But like I say, that if you're going to take one thing from this, just have a look at that pipeline. make the effort to get in contact with some people that you may feel that have completely ghosted you, but they will have ghosted you for a reason. So try and find out what that reason actually is. So I'm Kevin D. Bannister, and this is the KBB Unstoppable Business Owner Podcast. I'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the KBB Unstoppable Business Owner Podcast. If you've enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to follow, subscribe, and share this podcast. To discover more about how to create an exit-ready business, I would like to invite you to join Kevin on his next workshop, How to Become an Unstoppable Business Owner. Join Kevin by visiting kevindbannister.co.uk/workshop.